The secret is to use the space sympathetically, Venture said. I doubt this staircase, for example, is an original feature.
Hardly, Robin agreed.
Mr. Harper will do whatever is best, Catherine said. He is in the business of preserving and enhancing the past, not destroying it.
She led them from the stairs along the corridor.
We've given you rooms just down here.
The flagged stone floor of Matt's room was covered with a deep, soft Persian rug. A plasma screen television, even bigger than the one on Harper's private jet, was hung on the wall opposite the bed. The bed itself was surrounded by velvet curtains and might have come from a five-star hotel, while the furniture, wardrobes and cabinets, was polished wood. The bathroom was modern, with marble tiles, a shower, a deep bath that was almost a mini swimming pool, and chrome taps and fittings. His bag was already at the foot of the bed, and Catherine Feather told him that she would collect him for dinner in half an hour. After only 20 minutes, there was a knock at the door. It was Robin. The door opened normally from the inside, but outside was a numeric keypad on which he had to enter a code to get in. Robin looked round the room. She didn't seem terribly impressed.
Mine's pretty much the same, she said. I'm next door, that way.
She pointed through the TV screen.
My code's 0118.
And why are you telling me that? Matt asked. She shrugged.
I don't like locks and bolts and codes. It's for information, not an invitation.
Fine. The code for my room is...
0116,
Robin interrupted confidently. Matt smiled. No, it isn't. It's 1601. But Robin didn't seem upset to be wrong. She nodded, as if this made perfect sense.
They reverse the pair, so it isn't a progression.
Makes sense. Not to me, Matt admitted. What are you on about? She sighed, like a teacher trying to be patient with a slow pupil.
My room is the ninth along this corridor, which you'll have noticed runs the length of the first floor of the building. The system they use to derive the codes is that they double the room number. So, double the 9, and you get 18. Floor 01, room 18. So, it's 0118.
And my room is the 8th. Double that is 16. So it should be 0116, like you said.
Except they must swap the pairs of numbers every other room, so there isn't such an obvious progression. Instead of floor 1, room 8, your room 8 on floor 1. So double the 8 and it's 16, then add the floor number 01 after that. You get 1601. Simple.
Yeah. Simple. Anyone else, and he'd have suspected they were making it up as they went along. But somehow he knew that Robin was right. You worked that out pretty quickly, he said. She brushed off the comment.
I didn't work it out at all. It's obvious.
Catherine found them a few minutes later.
It's nice to see you two children getting along so well, she said.
Robin's lips tightened, and Matt guessed she wasn't happy being called a child. But Catherine seemed not to notice, and led them back along the corridor to the impressive stone staircase they had climbed from the entrance hall.
So how much of this was already here? Matt asked her. I mean, were all the rooms and everything just like this? Oh, no.
Catherine didn't look back as she led them down the stairs.
The pyramid was completely hollow. A single huge chamber, empty.
So Mr. Harper built the internal structure?
Completely.
Impressive, Matt said.
I'm sure he'll be pleased you think so,